Joe's Dump Books presents Barely the Actor, a children's story for grown-ups, written and voiced by Joe J. Thomas. In the magical land of Hollis Woods, there once lived a little guy named Barely. He worked in the daytime at the honey mines, where everyone treated him fairly. He rented a smallish room in a hollow tree, in a town where very little came free. But Barely's dream was much bigger than that. An actor was what he wanted to be, with fame and awards and lots of honey in a mansion down by the sea. All he needed was to be discovered by someone with connections in the biz. It didn't matter that he lacked training, for ambition and raw talent were his. At the diner, wearing actor clothes, he drank a double decaf half-latte mochaccino drink. Every day he waited to be discovered, but as weeks passed, his hopes began to sink. When one day, in walked a beautiful woman, dressed oh so keen and neat. She walked right up to Barely, and then she took a seat. "My name is Brandy Bruin," she said, and handed him her card. "I can see you want to be an actor, but I can make you into a star. Just pay me a little of your honey, and I'll lead you on the way. You'll get fame, awards, and all your biggest dreams. Doesn't that sound okay?" Barely knew this was his chance, so he parted with some honey. He bought whatever Brandy told him. The future sure looked sunny. He bought books and seminars and conferences and podcast classes. He paid for awards and equipment and websites to reach the masses. She sold him marketing and branding and advertising too, plus reels and coaching and a manager and recording tools. Before Barely knew it, his honey was all gone. He couldn't pay his rent and was kicked out at dawn. The honey mines had fired him for missing so much time, and Barely was left without even a dime. Brandy found out he had no more stash. She got into her car that was loaded with cash. With a smile, she said, "It's time for me to go. Besides, you've already learned all you need to know." Barely was down and slept very poorly that night. But when he awoke, he knew Brandy was right. He had all he needed to become a success. She had shown him the way, he had to confess. So, Barely the actor was no longer his aim, for Barely the mentor is the path to riches and fame. He came up with a slogan, alluring and clever. He wrote books and gave talks to further his endeavor. Soon, Barely was famous for being famous, and the honey rolled in. He bought all of the things that were shiny and golden. Now, Barely the mentor really had all of the goods, honey and fame, and the biggest, hollowest tree in Hollis Woods. He'd learned his lesson that fateful day, and in his memoirs, he was quoted to say, "If your dreams aren't enough to get all you desire, use the dreams of others to boost yourself higher."